Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Friday! Yes, indeed. Thank God it is Friday. And welcome to your installment of the BTN News Show for today. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 16th of December, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 48 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, another day and another hack at Yahoo. Yeah, I know, most of you, this is old news now, Kyle. I know, but we got to get you caught up in the last couple of days, and this was kind of the biggest story of all of them. Now, to do a little recap earlier this year, yeah, remember Yahoo said, we have about 500 million Yahoo accounts that were hacked, in a massive breach. And you might remember that happened back in 2004, and we only found out about it now. Well, here's one that'll tick you off even more. A year earlier than that, 2013, and we're just hearing about it now, more than 1 billion were hacked. Oh, boy. So those of you that didn't know and you were flipping around on Bloomberg or CNBC and you seen the stock price go, well, now you know why. So what did this hack steal from all of us? 1 billion's a lot of people. Well, it looks like they got your name, your email address, of course, telephone numbers, dates of birth, probably those passwords too, encrypted or even unencrypted security questions and answers to those questions as well. Now, Yahoo is saying they are currently notifying all the affected account holders, all 1 billion of them. Gee, that won't take long, will it? Now, regardless if you think you've been hacked or haven't been hacked, chances are you've probably been hacked. So probably the best thing to do is go over to your Yahoo account, which you haven't used in probably ages, change your password, change your security questions, and then maybe after that, delete the damn thing. Not too long ago, we told you about Fitbit taking over Pebble, and a lot of people were saying, okay, well, if that happens, then how long is my little Pebble going to work? Turns out we're hearing kind of two different answers on this. They said that Pebble services will be running through 2017, while others we've heard is 2018, so I don't know which one. But John Barlow of Pebble did assure fans that Fitbit will keep their e-paper smartwatches running at least through all of next year. That will include, of course, Pebble's apps, the App Store, the firmware, and APIs, and a few other services sprinkled in there for good measure. Now, currently, it seems that Pebble's developers are even trying to tweak the system's mobile app so they can function even after their cloud services are discontinued. I would take that with a pinch of salt, though. Unfortunately, it's starting to look like right now that since Fitbit has bought Pebble, Pebble is going to just be rolling on down the road. And is probably not the best smartwatch to put on your Christmas list, let alone next year. Are you pirates down in Australia? I don't know how you do a pirate voice with an Australian accent. Anyways, yes, you pirates down in Australia. You might want to listen to this. The Australian Federal Court has made a ruling saying that internet access for Australians that want to access Pirate Bay, BitTorrent websites, those will be blocked now. Why is this happening? Well, of course, that lovely word called copyright. Oh yeah, and that other word next to it, infringing. Now, it seems that internet service providers will be given the choice of how they want to implement the blocking, but regardless of how they do it, they're going to have to do it. I hear a lot of people in Australia signing up for VPN services. That's what I hear. Hey, speaking of VPN, a VPN isn't going to help you here, especially if you're an Evernote customer.
Think that those notes that you're sending out there are all private and dandy and stuff?
No, they're not. Yes, that's right. Evernote will enforce a change in its privacy policy starting next year. Yes, in fact, it'll be January 1st of 2017. That's going to allow some of its employees to read your notes. Oh, really? Apparently, the company says it's making this change in order to make sure that our machine learning technologies are working correctly. Right. Now, if you take a step back and you think, okay, well, this must be some algorithm stuff if you really trust Evernote. No. It is a fact that humans will be able to see what you've written over there at Evernote because you're giving the blessings that it's okay. However, though, where there's a will and there's a way, you can opt out of this. But you need to be doing it before the end of the year. Log into your Evernote account, head to your personal settings, scroll down to improved experience, and uncheck that box that's labeled allow Evernote to use my data to improve my experience. Hit the save changes button and you should be good to go. If that isn't enough for you and you're thinking, I just don't trust in Evernote anymore, be sure to delete all your notes and empty your trash and then deactivate your account because you never know. on, finally. Your December 16th Friday crap for Christmas item is here. Oh, and this one could come in handy for all of us now, couldn't it? Now go on, admit it. How many of you out there use your cell phone in the toilet? Regardless if you're taking a number one or a number two, yeah, you usually only have one hand that's really accessible, and it doesn't make it very convenient, right? Well, some folks have invented a little device that's going to help us all out. It's called the Potty Texter. What is that? Well, it's a toilet texting stand for you. That way you can have your hands accessible for everything you need. Except for, of course, when you have to send a text. Meaning, yes, that after you've taken that number two and you need to put your phone down to grab that toilet paper, you don't need to do that anymore. Your phone will just stay right there in front of you. And, of course, other than trying to do text messages, you can also watch videos while you're sitting there doing your thing. And no, I don't want to know what kind of videos you're watching. If you're worried about the safety of your phone, no need to worry. With the Potty Texter Toilet Texting Stand, the phone safely clamps into the potty texter and can be adjusted for the perfect angle. And they're saying if you act right now, you'll even get a little sign and you can stick it out on the bathroom door that says, "Shh, do not disturb. Potty texting in progress." How much is this lovely little stand going to set you back? Well, $12.99. Want to add this to your Christmas list? FunnyGiftsForChristmas.com is your destination. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, the official website for the BTN Network. Get on over there. Check out all of our great podcasts that are over there. Check out our blog. Check out our product reviews. We even got one up there now for Mario Run. Yes, Mario is out on our mobile phones now with Mario Run. Want to know if it's worth all those friggin' 9,000 in-app purchases that you're going to have? Head on over there. BritishTechNetwork.com. We'll let you know. You can also like the British Tech Network Facebook page at British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And get hanging out with our lovely BTN community over at our Slack room. You can do that at britishtech.slack.com. Well, we're headed into the weekend, probably playing a little bit of Mario Run. How about you? Yeah, I'm sure. So we'll take the next couple of days off. Don't worry, though. We will be back on Monday and Tuesday. Yeah, we're going to have a couple of more shows before we end out this year with Christmas coming up. Of course, the new year. Getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend on Monday and having a nice little Christmas thing for you on Tuesday. In the meantime, enjoy your Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. And thank you very much for listening.